640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The FDA has approved two gene therapies to treat sickle cell disease, the painful condition that can shorten lifespan, affecting mostly people of color. Dr. Monica Battia says the process programs cells to generate fetal hemoglobin, which lessens symptoms.
You're changing somebody's DNA, so obviously you want to make sure that the corrections you're making are the ones you want.
A man in Albany, New York, faces federal charges for firing two shots outside a synagogue. In New York City, Mayor Eric Adams is headlining a unity rally.
Everyone in our city, in this state, in this country, has a right to practice their faith in peace.
The government says 199,000 jobs were created last month. Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com says it's encouraging.
The November employment data seems to thread a kind of needle as it underscores relative stability in the economy without fueling inflation fears.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Universities of Wisconsin leaders are said to be close to a deal with Republican leaders of the state legislature to free up pay raises for UW employees. The deal would reportedly reclassify a third of the system's diversity, equity, and inclusion employees and put a three-year freeze on hiring more. The deal would also reportedly open the way for a new engineering building at UW-Madison. The Ice Age National Scenic Trail is officially part of the National Park Service. The trail stretches 1,200 miles from northwest Wisconsin down to the Madison area and up to Door County. It's long been administered by the Park Service with help from local organizations and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Now it will get more federal money and have a place in the NPS's guidebooks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There are concerns about letters written by Waukesha's eyedrop killer from jail, leading to a postponement of Jesse Kurjeski's sentencing. Prosecutors say that Kurjeski wrote letters asking someone she met in jail to fake a confession in the eyedrop death of her friend. It's reported that one of the letters suggests the idea of a fake confession originated from Kurjeski's lawyers. Both of her attorneys requested to be removed from her case, and the judge did grant their request. Those planning the Milwaukee Air and Water Show are getting the word out early about next year. Organizers have announced that the 2024 event will take place on July 27th and 28th. The show will honor Milwaukee's first responders and will feature the U.S. Air Force's Thunderbirds, the U.S. Army's parachute team, and the Italian Air Force's aerobatic team, the Tricolor Arrows. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Badgers volleyball on to the Elite Eight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers women's volleyball team headed to the Elite Eight in the NCAA National Tournament. Wisconsin held off Penn State 3-1 in front of over 7,000 fans in a sold-out packed UW Fieldhouse in Madison. The Badgers will face off with Oregon tomorrow night at 7 p.m. The Milwaukee Bucks came up short in Las Vegas, losing to the Pacers 128-119. Turnovers troubled the Bucks down the stretch. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
We have to be more organized. We have to know what we are trying to get down the stretch. And at the end of the day, like, down the stretch is about effort, man. It's about effort and attitude. Like, you have to go out there and take it. I feel like the Indiana team, that's what they did. They crashed the board, they got offensive rebounds. You know, they got to their spots, played great defense. You know, got deflections. Like, at the end of the day, like, nothing's going to be given to you in life.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 56 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. 41. 46 tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's The Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with engineer and producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. We have breaking news once again as we come on the air at 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Friday, December 8th, 2023. Welcome into the show. Breaking news once again across Wisconsin as the president of the University of Wisconsin system, Jay Rothman, has just held a virtual press conference, not in person, over Zoom, and he has announced that he has come to an agreement with the Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly, Republican Robin Voss, on the future and funding for the University of Wisconsin system. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Glad to have you along on this very newsy TGIF. Mr. Zommers, we watched this as it happened moments ago, about a half an hour ago. Interesting to watch this video because Jay Rothman was reading what he had in front of him. And the entire time, the University of Wisconsin Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin was sitting next to him. And she looked like she was being held hostage.
I think it seemed like that. And then once she started talking, I don't know if it's just because she's a good speaker or because she just felt awkward when sitting in front of a camera and didn't know where to look. I feel like it could go either way, that she was being held hostage or she just was like, I don't want to stare at the camera while I'm not talking, and just decided to look down.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt on that. And I don't want to, speak for her or project too much. But if you look, and we're going to go through this, we recorded it and have the audio courtesy of WISC Channel 3000 Plus here in Madison. Mr. Zommers has done yeoman's work in getting this ready. We're going to give you the bulk of the details in Rothman's own words and then some of the outstanding questions by the reporters after. This is a big deal. If you have kids in Wisconsin who are thinking about going to a UW institution, if you have kids or you are currently a student in a UW institution, this is a big deal. If you care about higher education and how policy is formed, it's a big deal. Because to the point, we'll get into this a little bit later. I worked in the Capitol for 25 plus years. I've never seen a deal reached like this where it's really almost... The best way to help people understand is to say this is like negotiating with terrorists. Now, I don't want to compare Robin Voss to a quote-unquote terrorist because the definition of terrorist and terrorism is using illegal means to get something. I'm not sure there was anything illegal here,
But it's certainly in my experience, and reporters will have these questions later on. Reporters brought this up. It appears to be unprecedented. My former boss, State Senator Dale Schultz, either sat on or was chair of the Wisconsin State Senate University Relations or University Committee for years. I've never witnessed relations or negotiations like this. But let's get into it. Let you decide. And we'll take your phone calls on this in a little bit here on the show. A lot of reporters on this. And the best summary I found in the last 20 minutes, and this is what we're going to use to help summarize this, is the great work of WisPolitics. Great website online. They cover things extraordinarily well, extraordinarily quickly. A great bank of journalists there at WisPolitics.com. So this is the summary in their public domain. And good on them, by the way. You can subscribe, and you should subscribe to WisPolitics, but this happens to be on their free part of their website. You can go read it yourself. From WisPolitics, the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents will meet tomorrow to take up a proposed deal with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss that would target a third of the university's diversity, equity, and inclusion positions, along with other concessions in exchange for a series of financial priorities. One of the most contentious provisions in the deal calls for freezing the number of diversity, equity, and inclusion positions, including those currently vacant, through December 31st of 2026 for 3 years. It would impact those providing DEI and academic services as well as senior leadership. The system would then, through a mix of attrition and restructuring realignment, realign at least a third of the jobs currently filled to areas with primary focus on academic and student success. Overall, would impact 43 positions, according to the deal. The resolution also includes a cap on overall positions in the system, along with a pledge to following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling barring the use of race in admissions, among other things. In exchange, according to the reporting from WisPolitics, the Joint Committee on Employment Relations would meet by December 31st, this month, to approve a raise for UW employees, and the Joint Finance Committee would release $32 million in standing funding by the end of this coming February. The proposal also includes a series of capital projects that the legislature would approve. That includes funding for a new engineering building on the Madison campus. A spokesperson for Speaker Voss did not immediately return a call seeking comment to WisPolitics. Republicans nixed funding for a new engineering building on Madison's campus, and then Democratic Governor Tony Evers proposed in the capital budget. The GOP-controlled Joint Finance Committee then withheld $32 million in state funding as Voss sought the elimination of DEI positions. Voss said this fall that he would not allow, quote, another nickel, unquote, in state funding for the University of Wisconsin system unless the DEI positions were cut. Voss later offered to allow the pay raises to take effect if the university agreed to give the legislature final say over positions within the system. So this is very big news. And talking to some people with a lot of knowledge about this and talked on background, other people use the words negotiating with terrorists. Because I think that's the best context you could put this into. Because again, this is basically one person, Robin Voss, negotiating directly with Jay Rothman, the president of the system. And Voss supposedly representing the Assembly Republican Caucus. I'm not sure if he speaks for the Senate. He and Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux, a Republican, Lemieux came out earlier and said he didn't agree with holding back these raises, holding UW system employee essentially hostages. Didn't agree with it. So apparently this is Voss, and I I don't think I'm misspeaking. Rothman today said that these talks were with Robin Voss. So that one person, essentially, Robin Voss, has made this deal with Jay Rothman. The Board of Regents will meet in a special meeting tomorrow to take this up. Rothman says he has a paper, on paper deal with Voss if the Regents approve this. We're going to run through this in Rothman's own words in just a minute. But I want to, and then this recap again from WisPolitics, we're going to have Rothman's own words in a second. So the deal includes a cap on the number of overall UW jobs. Number two, a pledge from the universities to follow the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision barring the use of race in admissions. Number three, the UW seeking philanthropic support for a professor who would focus on conservative thought, classic economic theory, or classical liberalism, depending upon the donor's interest. So basically, UW has to bring more conservative speakers onto campus. Next point, Madison agreeing to end a program after the current school year that seeks to recruit educators of color. Now, Chancellor Mnuchin from Madison said that was supposed to end anyway, her words, not mine. But they have to agree not to specifically go after educators of color. Next point, the university eliminating any requirement for a diversity statement in the system-designed admissions application. I can speak to this personally because a couple of years ago, I was looking for work. I applied for, I don't know, three, four different positions within the UW system, communication-type positions. And on there, it said, and this is paraphrasing, people of color, LGBTQ, minorities, women, all encouraged to apply. We are, you know, an organization that appreciates diversity and different voices, and you should apply. That's a paraphrase. Now UW system has to stop any mention of that. Other agreements in this agreement with Speaker Voss, the Republicans, and Jay Rothman, president of the system, according to WisPolitics. The university is supporting a proposed bill that would guarantee admissions to Wisconsin students who finish in the top 10% of their high school classes. And for the Madison campus, the benchmark would be the top 5%. Now, this is what I agree on. I agree with that. That the high school kids, and it should not be just, you know, from Madison or the Tony suburbs of Milwaukee. It should be any kid, whether you graduate from Ithaca in Southwest Wisconsin, unincorporated village, to Madison West. So that's in this agreement, that students who finish the top 10% of their high school classes have to be admitted to a UW system school. And for Madison, it'd be the top 5%. In the graduating class. Also, other than the guaranteed admissions proposal, none of these provisions would require legislative approval or sign-off from the governor. And along with the pay raises, $32 million in state aid and funding for the engineering building. And we're going to go through more of these things that have been agreed upon in this breaking news. Again, the University of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman has come to an agreement with Speaker Voss on the future of the UW system. We're going to hear from Rothman in his own words and the great questions from reporters on the other side. Don't go anywhere. A special report of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to a special edition, a special report of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on Friday, December 8th. Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, glad to be with you on this breaking news Friday. Again, announced under an hour ago, University of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman announced a deal on paper with Republican Speaker Robin Voss on the future of the University of Wisconsin system, including approval of pay raises for system employees, but it comes at a price. University agreeing to essentially, and this is Rothman's words, you're going to hear it in a minute. Nobody's getting fired. However, there are 43 jobs being, quote, reimagined, unquote. How would you like that? You're hired for a position, you're doing it, and you're told, you're not fired, but we're going to reimagine. So instead of helping veterans and non-traditional and minority kids find their way through programming and through scheduling, you're going to be helping out in the lunch line. Or, you know, giving tours of campus. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what does reimagining mean? We're going to pay you the same. You'll still have benefits, but you can't do what you went to school for and were hired for.
Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking as I heard it. Like, even right. If it is, if nobody's job is eliminated truly and they are just reimagined, do they even want to still work there if they're not doing what they came there to do?
Yeah, it's exactly right, Mr. Zommers. So here we're going to get, I know we've got Jack and Merrimack on the phone. Jack, hang on, we'll get to you. And if you want to call in, we're going to take calls here in just a bit. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. But I want to get these things out here because here's what else is in the deal. And this is, you ever heard of pork in politics? It's a pork project. It means that one legislator gets something specific for their district that nobody else gets because they have the power to do it. Remember, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Howard Markline from Southwest Wisconsin, said he couldn't come up with $2 or $3 million to save the campus at Richland Center because, quote, just no money, unquote. No money. Couldn't do it. $2-3 million to save a two-year campus in Richland Center or in Washington County or in the Fox Valley? Nope, no money for that. But guess what Republicans did find the money for? Robin Voss gets in the deal for UW-Whitewater $78.5 million to renovate two buildings on the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater campus. Let me say that number again. $78.5 million to renovate campuses at Whitewater. Now, why would Robin Voss be so interested in Whitewater? Let's check our notes, shall we? It turns out that Robin Voss is either the largest owner or one of the largest owners of student housing in Whitewater. Robin Voss doesn't make his money from his 50-some thousand dollar salary of being a legislator. He makes his money from being a small business owner selling popcorn and also from being a landlord of student housing, and people who have talked to us have said that student housing is not necessarily the best. Robin Voss is either the largest or one of the largest owners of student housing in Whitewater. And he gets $78.5 million of your and my money, our state taxpayer money, to renovate buildings in Whitewater. Now, maybe these buildings need to be renovated. I don't know. And that's fine. But what about the people in Richland County, Washington County, the Fox Valley, who lost entire campuses because they were told there was no money to save them? Also in the project, $79.2 million to renovate three student residences on the Madison campus. Also in the deal, $45.5 million to demolish various unused and uninhabitable buildings across the entire system. And there's a utilities project that's also in the deal. And also approving tuition reciprocity that would require all tuition money for Minnesota students attending UW campuses to stay within the university. Again, thank you to WISP Politics for that outstanding reporting. We are all these details they put together. I had some of that, but they did a better job than me, so I wanted to give them credit and use their fine work. You can find other great reporting at wisppolitics.com. Now, if you're on the line, stay there, because we're going to take this in a minute. But I want you to hear directly from Jay Rothman. These are what Rothman said his concessions were to Robin Voss.
There are several points that the speaker had raised in our conversations with him that reflected issues that he was concerned about. One being restructuring and realigning positions dealing with diversity, equity, and inclusion. Capping overall non-faculty positions in the universities of Wisconsin for a three-year period, with some additional exceptions for student-facing and research positions. Three, guaranteeing admission to top high school students, high school graduates in Wisconsin, 5%, the top 5% for UW-Madison and the top 10% for our other institutions. And four, some other issues that are set forth more specifically in the resolution that will be going to the regents for consideration tomorrow.
So that's what Rothman put out there as concessions. Mr. Zomers, probably don't have time to replay. On the other side, we're going to come back and give you, in Rothman's own words, the wins for UW. We're also going to take your phone calls as well. And also going to have the questions from some of the great reporters. One of the questions, we're just going to preview this a little bit. Todd Richmond, Associated Press reporter, asked Rothman, do you feel like you've been held hostage? I mean, he asked it. And you're going to hear what Rothman has to say. Also, AJ Biaport, great reporter from CBS 58 in Milwaukee, said, what's changed in the last 48 hours? When you were saying that there really wasn't any deal close to this? Great question as well. We've got Liam Behrens from the Daily Cardinal asking the concerns from the Democratic Black Caucus. And here's the one that'll knock your socks off. Kayla from the Cap Times, Hewan, I believe, from the Cap Times said, asked the question, were there any people of color sitting at the table when this deal was negotiated? Jay Rothman gives a stunning answer. I don't know how else to put it. A stunning answer. A deal has been reached. The Board of Regents will vote on it tomorrow. And according to the press conference, Governor Evers has said he will sign it if it goes through. What are your thoughts? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back after this on the Todd Lobel Show on a special report on Civic Media's Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new proposal would decriminalize having up to 14 grams of marijuana in Wisconsin. The bill would carry no jail time and drop fines to as low as $100. It would also give law enforcement more flexibility on a case-by-case basis. So far, the response among lawmakers is mixed. If unions win their lawsuit against Act 10, they hope it could help Wisconsin's teacher shortage. Teachers want to be able to collectively bargain, just like police and firefighter unions get to. Maddie Toff is a teaching assistant at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Having really strong education through academia as well as in public schools is really important for training the next generation, but also recruiting people.
The TA's union is one of the parties suing to get Act 10 overturned. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. That picture of the cars stacked three high near the UW-Milwaukee campus wasn't photoshopped. It's the result of a high-speed chase yesterday in which the driver of a stolen car smashed into parked cars, causing them to push into each other, stacking up. All three vehicles caught fire. Police say the four suspects in the stolen car all ran away. There are no reports of any injuries. Foxconn is getting $6 million in tax credits from the state of Wisconsin. It's $2 million less than what Foxconn got last year, but it brings the total payment from the Evers administration to over $43 million. Originally, Foxconn was supposed to get nearly $3 billion in tax credits under a deal signed with former Governor Scott Walker. Governor Evers revised the deal in 2021, and Foxconn has been receiving payments each year since then. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Badgers volleyball on to the Elite Eight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers women's volleyball team headed to the Elite Eight in the NCAA National Tournament. Wisconsin held off Penn State 3-1 in front of over 7,000 fans in a sold-out packed UW Fieldhouse in Madison. The Badgers will face off with Oregon tomorrow night at 7 p.m. The Milwaukee Bucks came up short in Las Vegas, losing to the Pacers 128-119. Turnovers troubled the Bucks down the stretch. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
We have to be more organized. We have to know what we are trying to get down the stretch. And at the end of the day, like, down the stretch is about effort, man. It's about effort and attitude. Like, you have to go out there and take it. I feel like the Indiana team, that's what they did. They crashed the board, got offensive rebounds. You know, they got to their spots, played great defense. You know, got deflections. Like, at the end of the day, like, nothing's going to be given to you in life.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
56 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered rain showers likely, 41. 46 tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is the Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to a special report edition, breaking news of the Tyler Ball Show on this Friday, December 8th, 2023, now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Appreciate you being with us on this busy news Friday here across Wisconsin on Civic Media. Following this breaking news story from about an hour ago, University of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman announcing that he has reached a deal with Republican Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss, on the future and the funding for the University of Wisconsin system. The big headlines that UW has agreed, the system has agreed to, in Jay Rothman's words, reimagine, quote unquote, reimagine 43 diversity, equity, and inclusion jobs and put a cap on overall administrative hiring for 3 years. 3 years, a hiring freeze on administration positions. And also take out any mention in their advertisement for other positions, anything about hiring minorities or women or anything else. And one of the best parts about this, I shouldn't say best in terms of like good, but most interesting, is that Robin Voss got $78.5 million, $78.5 million to renovate two buildings on the Whitewater campus, where he is one of, if not the largest owner of student housing in the Whitewater area. A little bit of a pork project there, wouldn't you say, for Robin Voss? We're going to get to your calls in a moment, so don't go anywhere. I appreciate you holding, but I want to get this all out there. Then we're going to take your calls for the rest of the hour. We played before the break Jay Rothman talking about the concessions that he made to Robin Voss. Here is Jay Rothman talking about the wins for UW.
As part of the agreement, the legislature would act on the following. Approval of the pay plan no later than December 31, 2023 for all UW employees. Approval of the $32 million workforce proposal to add additional capacity in four high demand fields, including engineering, nursing and healthcare, business and finance, and computer and data science. Three, approve a new engineering building for Madison. Four, provide up to $45.4 million in funding to allow us to demolish some facilities that are no longer needed or are no longer habitable across the university system. Five, approve utility projects as set forth in our original budget request. Six, approve the Winther Heidi Hall renovation at Whitewater, which was a project specifically that the speaker wanted to have added to the list for enumeration. Seven, approve the renovation of three dorms at UW-Madison, which are in need of that renovation. And then finally, approve the Assembly Bill 140 that relates to the allocation of funds under the reciprocity agreement where Minnesota students are coming into Wisconsin. And it would really provide that the tuition dollars that are earned by our universities actually go back to those universities.
Did you hear Jay Rothman say it? In his own words, he specifically said, and of course he left out the number, right? I didn't realize the number until the great reporting from WisPolitics. $78.5 million that Speaker Voss wanted specifically for Whitewater. Jay Rothman confirming that in his own words.
I really think that was what clinched the deal.
Right. Of course it was.
My speculation, I'm not a politician or anything, of course, but just there's no way that the popcorn slumlord would agree unless he got personally a little raise every year for owning another source of income.
Right. No, it's Jack O'Neill, my former professor at Platteville, like to say it all comes down to the dollar sign. It all comes down to that. Your phone calls are next, but here one more cut and then your phone calls. So stay on the lines. Here is Jay Rothman talking about these diversity, equity, and inclusion programs being reimagined.
We have agreed to restructure approximately 43 DE&I positions, while also not increasing the aggregate number of jobs in DEI for 3 years, across all of our universities. What is important to note in this is no one is losing their job. Rather, those positions are being reimagined into an area where they are focused predominantly on student success. As we have made clear publicly throughout this process, our commitment to DE&I remains. Diversity and inclusion are core values of our universities. But we are also open to changing how some of those positions can more directly benefit student retention and graduation. And as I mentioned, as part of the agreement, we would be realigning one-third of the current positions, which is approximately 43 positions to be realigned over the course of two academic years, from DEI service roles into roles focused more broadly on student success. We also agreed to predominantly an overall freeze on administrative positions. We are well underway as we speak today about actively addressing structural deficits at a number of our universities while still preserving faculty positions that are essential to the educational experience. So we are making those reductions already, but this would simply put a cap on our administrative positions moving forward. Guaranteeing admission to our Wisconsin top high school students at our universities is not something we object to either, so long as it is done correctly.
Jay Rothman, president of the UW system, announcing this restructuring deal that he struck with Republican Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, saying that 43 diversity, equity, and inclusion positions are being reimagined, quote unquote, and that they would find other ways to bring about student success, as if DEI isn't helping with student success.
That is the entire purpose. And as I have said many times and will continue to say, I and other people in Gen Z at colleges, the only thing that we see for people protesting DEI is that they are not doing enough for students. Not that, oh, you're brainwashing all of us. It's that, oh, these marginalized people need more support.
And that's a great Gen Z perspective, and I appreciate it, Mr. Sommers. What do you think about this so-called deal that's been struck by Jay Rothman at System, UW System, and Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it on your Android or Apple device. Let's go to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thank you for being extraordinarily patient. Didn't mean to keep you waiting so long, but I wanted to get all of that out there for people to hear. Jack, the microphone is yours. What say you?
Thank you. First of all, I'm not sure what I missed, but there was a period of time when I couldn't hear what you were saying. So hopefully I'm not repeating a lot of this.
No, go ahead.
First thing that I want to say is the Republican legislature, run legislature that we've got, we can't give more money to this. We can't give more money to that. They ought to rename themselves the Republicans.
I like that.
Second thing I want to say is, gee, there's no money for the UW system, but there was an amazing $3,000 per student extra put into the budget for private school welfare, private school vouchers.
Yeah.
It was part of that huge gift to schools. They also gave a huge gift to public schools of about a tenth that much. Of course, that's if the public schools can pass a referendum that will allow the people to tax themselves in that district more for that amount. These guys, they've been in power so long and have had no consequences at the voting booth. And they just think they can push and shove and do anything that they want, and there will be no consequences. And that's the real problem we've got here. They're so arrogant about this. And in addition, they just love to incite their base. So oh, we're going to do away with diversity, equity, and inclusion because those African Americans, those immigrants, they're coming to take your place in the university. Mm-hmm. What a bunch of baloney. Those are programs that were designed to help people that actually can't afford to go to the university system because they've already cut so much money from the university system.
And Jack, I agree with you on Jack, and nothing wrong with helping, you know, ethnical minorities, but it also diversity, equity, inclusion also helps veterans who put on the uniform and are going back to school. It helps single moms and dads going back to school trying to better themselves. Diversity, equity, inclusion is not just about ethnicity. It's about all sorts of folks who might need a little extra help feeling more comfortable on a UW campus.
But you got to remember that those poor people that can't afford to go to school, that's their own fault.
Right. And that's where Jay Rothman said earlier a couple of weeks ago, where he specifically told chancellors, cut programs, particularly those serving low-income students.
Yep. That's my point. And pardon my sarcasm there.
No, but, I get it.
You know, there are so many people in particularly in this economy that are living paycheck to paycheck, and some of them by taking on 2-3 jobs because their minimum wage jobs. Wisconsin hasn't seen fit to raise the minimum wage, so it's 7 1/4 an hour unless you're a server, and then it's 2.5 an hour roughly. Mm-hmm. And any tips you might be lucky enough to give, and the places that you work as a server are supposed to make up any difference. Well, I wonder, that's a very interesting calculation, I'll bet.
Yeah.
To try to figure that out.
Right.
But these are people who are just trying to, as you point out, trying to better themselves by going and getting an education. The problem that this is the end of my rant, but the problem that I think Republicans see with this is that getting a good education, and as you point out, a liberal education that will allow you to do a bunch of different jobs well, also usually involves critical thinking skills and getting those. And that means that people with those skills are going to be able to look at, for instance, political candidates and say, what? This is ridiculous what this guy is saying. So, I think that's where all of this is really leading to, which is Trump's quote from, I think, 2016 in one of his Arizona rallies. He said something like, I love the poorly educated. Yeah. Well, that's the reason.
Right. No, so, I agree. I've been saying this for a while. Go ahead, Jack. Sorry.
That's the end of my rant for you, Dave.
They're great points.
As an educator with 40-plus years of experience, I'm retired now, mm-hmm. but I've just seen this, you know, going for all roughly since Ronald Reagan took office.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just gotten worse and worse.
Jack, always appreciate your comments. Thank you so much, my friend. Jack in Merrimack. If you'd like to weigh in, we welcome your calls. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What do you think of this agreement, so-called agreement between Jay Rothman, president of the UW system, and Republican Speaker Robin Voss? We're taking your calls probably after the break here in just a minute, coming up on that. We're also going to be having the audio from the great questions by reporters from the Associated Press, from CBS 58 in Milwaukee, from the Cap Times as well, Wisconsin Public Radio, and I believe the Daily Cardinal as well. All some really, really great points. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere, as Matt Flynn says. We see you on the lines. Your phone calls are next. This is a special edition of the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Hack Diamonds. Brett,
I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds in any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Hack Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Hack Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, a newsy Friday, as it were. We are covering this breaking news. University of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman announcing he has reached a deal with the Speaker of the Assembly, Republican Robin Voss, and presumably the rest of the legislative Republicans, and Governor Evers, that Robin Voss will, in fact, release the pay raises to UW System employees as long as Jay Rothman genuflects and kisses Robin Voss's political ring. That may be a bit of an exaggeration, but essentially legislatively genuflect because of what Rothman had to give up here. By the way, Robin Voss gets a wonderful pork project for his area of the state. $78.5 million to renovate two buildings on the Whitewater campus. I wonder how that plays in Richland County, Washington County, the Fox Valley, where they closed two-year campuses, three of them so far. My guess is more to come because they just can't afford it. As Howard Markline, chairman of the Joint Finance Committee, Republican, said, there's no money. There's no money to save these 2 years.
And notably, at the time he said that, our state was running with about a $6.5-7 billion deficit. Or sorry, deficit.
Yeah. A surplus.
Surplus. Yes.
And according to the records now, the state has about a $4 billion surplus. So no money to save the two-year campuses for, you know, those low-income students that need it, but $78.5 million available to give a pork project to Robin Voss. Off the Facebook line, Bev in Richland County says, quote, this isn't negotiating with a terrorist. This is colluding with a terrorist. Rothman has proven that he does not have the UW system and the future of Wisconsin's youth at heart, unquote. Agree with that, Bev. Great comment. And she is someone who has followed this a long time as well. Let's go to your phone calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'll also be getting to your text messages off the text line as well. But first, Ken in Stoughton. Ken, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hello, everyone. If you're waiting on this, I know you talked about the Richland campus before. I am a member of the inaugural class of UW-Richland back when it was Wisconsin State University Prattville Richland branch campus, 1967 when it first opened, is when I was part of the first class that went there. And I would say that I would be the stereotypical student that they were looking for. Grew up in Chalk County on a farm in a house that did not have indoor plumbing. You know, basically took the bus to school, took the bus home.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way that I was going to go to a college. Possibly Whitewater if I could drive, or possibly Prattville if I could drive. But the ability to go to a two-year campus at Richland Center was the only way that I could afford to go to school. And then the expectation would have been to transfer to Prattville or transfer to Whitewater. I ended up transferring to UW-Madison and graduated there 2 years later. But And then, you know, most of my high school friends were the same boat. I mean, they might not have all been from farms, but
sure.
rural Sauk County, you know, smart, cold kids, but not really well off enough to go and stay in a dorm or go out of state. I mean, it was the entryway for us, you know, little folks.
Right.
So I don't know if they lost track of their mission over the last 50 years. I mean, I know the, you know, the demographics have changed, but I still can't believe there's not enough students that are in the same boat that would like a 2-year leg up. I mean, we didn't expect to get a certificate. We wanted to just get our first 2 years of general studies in and then go get a major. I majored in marketing. And,
sure.
Yeah, it didn't matter what major was going to be. It just mattered that I was getting my English and my, you know, my math and my general studies.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, can I?
I was in the original class.
Really appreciate the call, Ken. Ken from Stoughton, like myself, an alum of UW-Richland, and it's life-changing for people to grow up in rural areas of the state, people who grew up in economically disadvantaged areas of the state, and the Republicans say there's no money. Jay Rothman says there's no money to help these two-year colleges, but $79.2 million was found, pardon me, $78.5 million found to help Robin Voss's area of UW-Whitewater. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Sharky in Racine. Sharky, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hello. Thank you, gentlemen. I have an interesting document in my hand.
And what
and
is
it's
that?
Regarding some, it's basically the CCAP regarding Mr. Voss and Mr. Ladwick. Back in 78, I shouldn't say 78, but back in 2010, there was a class suit which resulted in Voss changing the laws on responsibilities as a landlord. But I can give you the number. I can give you the number of the case, and we could roll from there.
Got about a minute and a half left here, Sharky. So the point is that he has a big landlord and owner in Milwaukee, correct?
Absolutely. Well, in Whitewater, he owned a lot of units in Whitewater.
Yeah.
And if you go to Walworth County case number 2010CV001475, Ladwick and Voss, you can see what happened here in this case. It was a phenomenal case, and it changed the laws once they went through the whole situation. And basically, Voss could pretty much have a lot of leeway with the laws.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's a lot of defendants here that actually won the case in this situation. So if you need to call me a little bit more on this, I can give you more details. But this is out of Walworth County Court.
Yeah. Appreciate it so much, Sharky. Thank you so much, Sharky and Racine. Look, that's public information, right? Public information. And Robin Voss has an absolute personal financial stake in the Whitewater campus, because he is a large, if not the largest, landowner of private student housing in and around the UW-Whitewater campus. And he ends up getting $78.5 million for renovations on that campus. And look, they might be needed. And if they are, that's fine. But my point is, what other legislator gets to help their campus? And forgive me if I'm a little salty, because Richland County, Washington County, and the Fox Valley were told there wasn't $2 or $3 million to save their campus, but somehow there's $78.5 million for Robin Voss. Back with your calls, back with more cuts, verbal or audio cuts of great reporter questions and Rothman's answers in hour two. Don't go anywhere. Tom Allball Show and Civic Media.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Roll into this Friday night. And strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. A Friday night live music party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, party with the music of Depot Express. 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com. Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CB.